I could actually make a difference, and I could actually just learn coding and have a positive impact on the community, make them think and make them do things differently.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. It is an amazing day in Santa Monica, super sunny outside, and I have another awesome LA startup spotlight to bring you. Welcome, Ergo. You guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us, what is Ergo?
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Danny Madawi. My startup's called Ergo, and basically what our startup is it's an app that allows you to find local talents and skills in the area by posting the job that you need. So it could be landscaping, you know, it could be photography, it could be anything.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's I'm very glad that you are having us here. It's fantastic just to be here in Santa Monica.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, yeah, of course.
It is. And yeah, as Danny mentioned, Ergo is
your name, Sam.
My name is Sam Madawi. Okay, and I'm one of the founders of Ergo. Ergo has three co-founders: Danny, myself, and another gentleman. His name is Greg.
Yeah,
he couldn't be here today. Yeah, Ergo is kind of a platform that allows people who are in search of services to connect with those who could provide them at a cost that's set by the professional themselves. Mm-hmm. So this gives customers kind of a chance to be more empowered to choose the right person who would do the service for them. And that's what really Ergo is about.
And what is your role, Sam, in the company?
My role, right now we are co-founders. I am also a software developer. I've helped developing the app in itself, and right now it's on the App Store for the iPhone is an app. So we basically, at this point, we do everything, all three of us. So I'm mostly a technical person. I have a big background in technology, over 30 years, and I've used that, leveraged that to get into the app business and to develop this app to the best of my knowledge.
And Danny, how about you? What's your role within Ergo?
I do software, and I also do business. I know it sounds kind of...
So you're a developer and business development.
Yeah, I'm kind of hybrid,
crazy.
So I do both.
Awesome.
That includes marketing and everything.
Yeah.
As Sam said, you know, we do everything, all three of us, because, you know, we're just a startup.
Yeah.
And we have a team of four, actually. Three of them are co-founders, two of them would be us, and the other guy is actually a marketer that's working for us.
And I can't obviously help but notice you both have the same last name.
Yeah.
Is that right? So you're related.
Yeah, we're related.
And how?
This is my dad.
and whose idea was Ergo, or did you come up with it together?
It was actually our other co-founder that isn't
Greg.
Here. Yeah, yeah, Greg. So I met Greg through a friend of mine in college. My friend texted me. I was like, hey, you know, my friend has an app idea. And I was like, sure, I'll meet him. So we set up the meeting at Starbucks. I'm at Starbucks. I have no idea what the guy looks like. And I'm just sitting there, and I see someone walk in, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. Finally, he approached me, and he was like, hey, are you Danny? And I'm like, yeah, I'm Danny. I was like, oh, you know, he thought I was going to be, you know, a little bit more an older person, you know, wearing a button-down shirt, and, you know, I was just a young guy wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, so essentially destined for success based on Mark Zuckerberg. and then when did it become a family affair?
So after I met with Greg, I fell in love with the idea, and I actually, you know, I like Greg a lot. You know, we collaborate on how we're going to like make this into an app that actually works, you know, and, you know, I couldn't have thought of like a better person than my dad. Cause he's a technical
30 year seasoned developer.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's a really smart guy. So I told Greg, you know, we should bring my dad on board, you know, father and son business. There's nothing better than that.
Pretty much, isn't that the American dream to have a business together with the family to support one another?
Yeah, it's kind of like the old days. Oh,
yeah.
You know, father and son would have a business, except Now this is like a little bit more modern.
It's not a mechanic shop. Yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. A tech business. That's awesome.
How I got into technology was when I was 16 years old, I was really interested in apps and developing something. I started learning from the internet. I self-taught myself coding. And I thought technology was a great way to change the world and build something that can really impact a lot of people. And I started coding and I finally built my first app when I was 16. This is my sixth app and this is an actual startup that I'm building upon.
And how did the other apps do? Like, what were they about?
Most of them were like games and, you know, just like small tools and stuff. So my first app was actually a grade calculator.
And what were some of the other apps?
I built a couple other games. One of them was a Pong game and another one was it's kind of like a spin the circle and like the ball like goes and you have to like hit the ball. It's called Circle Pop Dots.
Do they all still exist?
Some of them. I made a couple that I removed, but some of them still exist and there's some of them are still in the app store.
And what about building gaming apps really attracts you?
I always liked games ever since I was a kid. So seeing how a game was done and, you know, like figuring out how a game was made by classes and tutorials I took online and then building my own game was really cool to me.
And what are some of the marketing strategies that you utilize in order to start building, I like to call it a human base?
Yeah, everything, you know, I was a teenager, so my main thing that I focused on was social media.
Yeah, of course.
And then that's where I got most of my downloads from.
Which platform do you...
I mostly went on Twitter and Instagram, and then I also ran some ads too.
So Twitter is still relevant. Like, I love Twitter. I think it's great, but some people say Twitter is old.
It's starting to become a little irrelevant, but people my age still kind of use it.
And are you comfortable sharing how old you are?
I'm 19.
Only because you said people my age, so now they have to arrive. Like, what age is that? Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I love Twitter. I think it's an amazing tool. I actually just saw a talk on how this musician went from being an unknown artist to top 14 on the Billboard charts, all using Twitter.
Yeah,
It's quite a powerful tool. And then you said Instagram.
Instagram too.
Yeah. And so are those still the same tactics you're using for Ergo?
Some of them, yeah. But I kind of learned a lot since then. And I started realizing what I was doing wrong. Before that, I wasn't, you know, getting as many downloads as now.
And where in LA are you guys based?
We're actually outside of LA. We're in Orange County.
OC is popping. It's like really growing.
We're in North Orange County. So Orange, we live actually in the city of Orange.
Yeah. What do you find about the Orange County tech community? Like, have you been to Lee Decker's LA Tech Happy Hour events? Or OC Tech, rather, Happy Hour
events? Yeah, I've been to some of those events. It's mostly centered in like Irvine, I would say. That's where most of the tech is in Orange County.
What resources exist for the tech community in Orange County?
Most of it is in Irvine. Like, there are a lot of accelerators and stuff like that. And, you know, like investors that live in Irvine too.
Is there a certain go-to place that you look to in Orange County or even in LA to access community or to further the success of Ergo?
It would probably be Santa Monica. So,
you
know,
you drive all the way to Santa Monica?
We drive all the way to Santa Monica every now and then, you know, and there's a lot of events here that are really great for being investors and other people that can help you out.
Yeah, it's what we found here in Santa Monica is the energy. It's so completely different.
Yeah.
So that's why we drive all the way here.
It's a lot of driving.
To lots of places, lots of events in here. And it's just the synergy and energy, and it's just so fascinating.
And why LA and not another tech city? Or it's not even LA, OC and not another tech city?
At DC, we actually mentioning DC. We came from DC about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
And culturally, it's totally different. What we saw here is so fascinating about the LA and the Santa Monica area. As I said, you know, in DC, they have totally different culture. We did not see much of entrepreneurship here. Over here, it's a lot of energy into encouraging entrepreneurs to continue and growth and continue in establishing their identity And it is very fascinating here. As I said, we did not mix so much with Orange County tech industry. Maybe we should have. Maybe we, because we, all our attention is LA.
No, I understand.
We keep coming here.
How big is Ergo right now?
Right now we just launched and we have a couple hundred, we have a couple hundred users and we're still growing and trying to get a seed round of funding.
And what would you do with the seed money?
We would use it to build the Android app and for marketing.
So right now you're iPhone only.
Mm-hmm.
And how have you marketed it so far? How'd you get the initial couple hundred users?
A lot of the stuff that we did was kind of old fashioned. We went door to door into a lot of houses and, you know, talked to them about the app and they download it. And we also did some growth hacking. So we gathered a bunch of emails and we emailed a bunch of, you know, people and businesses that, you know, would do those services for people. And then also people that need services on Craigslist.
And what is your goal next?
I just want to build something that changes the world and, you know, improves people's lives.
100%. And Sam, if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do, so we have thousands of people listening. So if any one of those people was able to be your genie in a bottle and make your wish come true, what would that wish be?
Well, that's what I told my son, Danny. And when he was in high school at age 16, I said, imagine just few lines of code and you could influence the world and just behind this screen.
Yeah.
And you could see it happening right now. So that's where he took it, that I could actually make a difference and I could actually just learn coding and have a positive impact on the community.
Right.
Make them think and make them do things differently.
Right.
Anything that's not following the conventional wisdom, anything that's going to be totally, totally positive. And it's just from few lines of code. And that impacted him so much. And that's what he went into this world. And that's my experience. And you could see this with mentioned Twitter and Snapchat and the rest. It actually impacted people's lives. It's in their everyday and they cannot escape it.
And what do you want for the tomorrow of Ergo?
I want Ergo to grow, to be the biggest and to have actually change people's habits and the way they find services, the way they get to choose their professional who want to do the service, and to kind of be instant, not to be something of a hassle on everyday chores, something that they could pick just like how you just pick your ride using Uber right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just changed everyone's life. It made really a good positive impact.
Totally.
And that's where I want Ergo to be, to have that positive experience.
And where can people find Ergo online?
urgoapp.com with app.com.
urgoapp.com. And where can people find each of you online?
Instagram mostly for me.
Rad. What is your Instagram?
Danny M. So it's just DANNY and then M.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. And
for me, it's through my email, it's sam@ergoapp.com.
Perfect.
And that's the easiest way to get to me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast. It has been so rad. Bringing the OC to Los Angeles. I love it. I really think all of it is LA tech. I think I was mentioning that everywhere from Santa Barbara all the way to San Diego and downtown and Los Feliz all the way to the beach, it's all LA tech. And we need to unite all these different areas together because that is how we grow. By collaboration and supporting one another, that's how we accelerate in our success.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
it's been our pleasure to be here.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. If you want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community, remember to go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. There's over 800 awesome people waiting to support you. And then if you want to be a part of offline experiences, go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club. And that's where you get to go horseback riding, skydiving, dinner parties, etc. Clay pigeon shooting, pretty awesome with people in the LA Tech community. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye. When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman. And I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.